Okay, so starting the new Masechta Makos from Beis Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah, and the topic of the Mishnah is Edim Zomim, false witnesses. These are witnesses that have been discredited by two other witnesses who discredit them by saying that it's impossible for you to have been able to testify about that particular event because you were with us on that date, and therefore you could never have seen that take place. So that's a specific type of false witness. It's different to regular Edim Shakronim, lying witnesses, where two witnesses just simply contradict or disprove the story that the first witnesses testify about. So the din is the din of Edim Zomim. It's described in the Torah a few places, but the din of Edim Zomim is the punishment that they get for delivering such a testimony about somebody, is that they get the very same punishment they were trying to impose upon that defendant. So if they testify in the Reuven kill Shimon, then and then they're found to be Zomim, then they will get the same punishment that they were trying to impose upon Reuven, with certain conditions. It's, you know, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly how that's implemented. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad ha'edim nasim zom. How do the witnesses become zom? How do they become? The word nasim is the word asa, to make, to become. Nasa is reflexive. So how do the witnesses become zom? So Mishnah responds and says, Me'idim onu be'ish plonei. We testify about a certain individual, Shuhu ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, that he is the son of a Gerusha, or a ben Chalutza, or the son of a Chalutza, and it's talking about testifying about a Kohen, and they're saying about him that he's a ben Gerusha, he's the son of a Gerusha, or the son of a Chalutza, and therefore he's now a Cholol. And as a Cholol, he's now posel to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He's posel for, as a Kohen, different respects. And that's what they're testifying, that this individual is Kohen, is a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. And then they're found to be Zomim. So the Mishnah says, Ein Omrim, we do not say, Yasazeh Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, let this one become a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. That each one of those witnesses who are testifying this way become also a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We don't say that they get the same din as they're trying to impose upon the defendant. Now, the obvious question is that the Mishnah asked initially, how do Edim become Zomim? And the Mishnah is responding with an example right now of a case where they do not become Zomim. They don't get the same din. They don't get the same halacha as they're trying to impose upon the defendant. The Gemara is going to address this. The Gemara Mishnah continues. I think I missed one word out. Tachtov instead of him, so we'll read that again. Ein Omrim, we do not say, Yasa Zeb ben Gerusha ben Chalutza Tachtov. We don't say, let this one become a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza instead of him. Ella, rather, the Edom Zomim, each one of the Edom Zomim, is Loka Arboyim, gets lashes of 40. 40, we'll see, really means 39. But he gets 39 lashes. Me'idim anu, another case, Me'idim anu be'ish ploni. We testify about an individual, shuhayv legolus, that he's obligated to go to Golus, for perhaps he killed someone b'shogig by accident and he has to go to Golus. So they testify that he's chayv Golus, and the Mishnah again says, ein omri, we do not say, yigola zeh tachtov, let this one go to Golus instead of him. Tachtov means underneath it, or underneath him, but it means instead of him. Ela rather loka arboyim, rather he gets malchus, he gets lashes of 40, which equals 39. Rashi, ketzad eidin nasin zomim, how do the witnesses become zomim, v'chul, etc. But Gemara mefarish mai ka'amad, in the Gemara it's going to explain what it's saying, and he's addressing the issue, the problem with the case of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah goes on to talk about cases where they don't get the regular din hazama. So the Gemara is going to explain the meaning of the question in the first place. Next, Rashi, es ish ploni, we testify about a person, Kohen, he's a Kohen, shuhu ben Gerusha, that he's a ben Gerusha, How do they know he's a ben gerusha? Befaneinu nisgarasho, imo. In front of us, his mother was divorced. Kodim shenolad, before that he was born. Vaharihu cholol apostle, and behold, he is a cholol and apostle. Ein omrim, we do not say. Im huzmu, if they are huzm, if they're falsified, vehein kohanim, and they're kohanim, let's say. We don't say, yasezeh ben gerusha v'chalutza. We don't say, let this one be also a ben gerusha v'chalutza, or ben chalutza, l'kayem bo, to fulfill with him, kasha zoma, as he plotted to do. That's a quote from the pasuk in the side there. You'll see it says Devarim Yutes. The pasuk says, "You do to him kasha zomam as he plotted to do." So we don't say that he gets the same status as a ben gerusha or ben chalutza to fulfill about him kasha zomam as he plotted to do. Ella rather, sofeg es haraboyim. Rather, he sofeg, he absorbs, literally he absorbs the 40 lashes, which equals 39. But Gemara mefarish taima, and in the Gemara it's going to explain the reason. Next Rashi, Shechayv Golas, that he's Chayv Golas, and the reason why the defendant would be Chayv Golas is Shaharag Es HaNefesh B'Shogeg, that he killed someone, he killed a soul, B'Shogeg, by accident. So that's why he's Chayv Golas, and we don't say that they become Chayv Golas instead of him. Okay, so starting the Gemara, so we said that the language of the Mishnah didn't quite make sense, because the Mishnah is describing cases where the Din Hazama don't take place. So the Gemara says, Ha, behold, Ketzad Ein Ha'edim Na'asen Zomamim Miboyelei. How do Edim not become Zomamim Miboyelei? It was needed to say Miboyelei, the Mishnah should have said. And that was the question which I raised before. And then the Gemara says, Va'od, and moreover, the Katani, there's a note on the side there, takes out the letter Mem from that, so it's, you read it as the Katani. And moreover, the Katani that we learned, Lekamon, later on, in a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Aval Amru, Lehem, but if they said to them, Heyach Atem Idim, how can you testify? How are you able to testify this testimony? Shaharei, that behold, be'osa hayom, on that day, atem hayisim imanu, you were with us, b'mokim ploni, in such and such a place. Harei elu zomim, behold, these are zomim. So the Mishnah says explicitly, the case of zomim, testifying, or being falsified on the basis, as we said before, that they couldn't have testified that because they were with us, the second witnesses, on that particular day. So the Mishnah already addresses what the definition of Zomim are. So this compounded question makes our Mishnah very difficult to understand. So let's see the Rashi's on that so far. So the Rashi says, Hochi Gar Sinon, this is the Gersa, Hai Ketzad Eidin Nasen Zomim Iboilei, V'ob to Katani Lekamon, Aval Amru Lehem. So it's just really just clarifying the Gersa of the Gemara. Ketzad ein ha'edim nasim zomim, how are the witnesses not to become zomim miboyelei? That's what the Mishnah should have said. Toha, the behold, lo mekayemes behu kasha zomam, that it's not fulfilling, or lo mekayemes behu, there is not being fulfilled in them kasha zomam, as he plotted to do. As we pointed out, these are cases where the kasha zomam principle is not being applied. V'od, and furthermore, my kaboyi tana, what is even the tana asking? Ketzad naasim zomim, how are the zomim, how do they become zomim? Is even if you say the Mishnah means that, why would the Mishnah even be asking it? Hakatani lo lekamon, we learned it already later on. Ketzad din zomim, what is the din, or how does the din of zomim go? Dekatani b'masnisen, that we learned in the Mishnah there, Aval Amru Lehem HaMazimim, if the Mazimim said to them, the word mazim, the second witnesses who are making the first one zomimin, if the mazimim said to them, heyach atem me'idim, how can you be testifying, edus zeh, this testimony, v'halo, hayisim imonu, weren't you with us, osa hayom on that day, b'mokim ploni, in such and such a place, v'chule? So, that's the Rashi's, and the Gemara continues now with the answer. So the Gemara says, Tana Hosam Koi. The Tana of the Mishnah over there is standing, meaning that the Tana of our Mishnah is really going back to an earlier Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and it's this Mishnah here is almost like a continuation of that Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to explain. Tana Hosam Koi. The Tana of our Mishnah is standing, is referring back to over there. Rashi says, Tana Hosam Koi, but Sanhedrin Solik. From Sanhedrin, it's leaving off. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Bishilahi, at the end of Eluhein HaNechnokim, that's the name of the Perek, Eluhein HaNechnokim, those are the ones who are strangled, that's the name of the Perek, nice name of the Perek. To Husiyumah to Sanhedrin, which is the conclusion of Sanhedrin. The Yesh Zomimim, the Mishnah says that, the Yesh Zomimim, there are Zomimim, Shenishtanu B'miktsos Medin Hazoma, that are different in a little bit, or different a little bit, from the Din of Hazoma. They don't have the regular Din of Hazoma, Kedukatani, like it says in there, over there in that Mishnah, like it teaches there, the Mishnah says there, Kol Hazomim Zomimim, all Zomimim, Magdimim La'osa Misa, advance, magdimim, advance, from the word kodem, they advance la'osa misa to that misa that they are trying to impose upon the defendant, koloma, that means to say, ein lahem letzafos misa acheres, there is not for them to expect a different misa, ela, rather, mashkimim, they rise up, from the word hashkomas aboka, rising up early, they rise up la'osa misa to that misa, to that death penalty, shenigmar ba dino shel nidon, that it was concluded about it, ba, regarding shenigmar ba, that it was concluded ba about it, dino shel nidon, the judgment of the nidon, the judgment of the defendant, of the one being judged, whatever the death penalty was decided by the court to take place for that defendant, they get that death penalty. So let's just see that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Hasum Koi, the Tana over there is referring, Kol HaZomim, as the Mishnah says there, Kol HaZomim Makdim Losa Misa, all Zomim advance to that death penalty. But then the Mishnah continues and says, Chutz Mezomime Bas Kohen, except for the Zomim of a Bas Kohen Ubola, the daughter of a Kohen, and her consort, Boala, the one who has relations with her. She'ein magdim lo samisa, that they do not advance to that death penalty. Ela, rather, the misa cheres, rather to a different death penalty. So that's the Mishnah then. Let's continue on in the Rashi there to explain that. Rashi continues, chutz mezomim bas kohen, except for the zomim of a bas kohen, nesua, a married bas kohen. So, a married bas kohen, she'aval pi shenigma dino, that even though her judgment was decided, l'sreifa, for sreifa, for burning, al pihem, on their mouth, they testified, the witnesses testified that this married Bas Kohen had an affair, and now the court has decided that she's guilty and she's destined for sreifa. So the Rashi continues, heim bechenek. But the witnesses, these Edom Zomim, who found to be lying about this, they get chenek. They don't get the same penalty as they were trying to impose upon her. They're bechenek. Could the Alfino, and like we learn Hosam over there, he besreifa, she gets sreifa, vein bo'ala besreifa, but the man who had relations with her does not get sreifa. Ein bo'ala besreifa, her bo'al does not get sreifa. Elach bechenek, he gets chenek. Keshara Eishas Ish, like any other married woman, that if there's an affair with a married woman, then the din is chenek. It's just when it comes to a Bas Kohen, a married Bas Kohen who has an affair, she gets Shreifa. But the man, still gets Chenek like any other Eishes Ish. So now the Shaila is, what do the Zomim get? The Zomim, they rise up to the death penalty that they made obligated the Boel, that they tried to make obligated the Boel, the man. So he gets, because he gets Chenek, so they get his penalty, not her penalty. The Ksivis, it says in the verse, Kasha Zomam Lasos La'ochiv, because the verse is meduik like this, because it says, as he plotted, Kasha Zomam, as he plotted, Lasos to do La'ochiv to his brother. That's the din, that he gets the penalty that he plotted to do to his brother, L'la'chiz, but not to his sister. He gets the penalty he wanted to do to his male friend, his male brother, but not his sister. So in this situation with the affair, so then they get the penalty they tried to impose upon him, the man, but not the woman. So the fact they get chenek. So it's a deviation from the typical. It's not a deviation completely, but even though they're trying to make obligated her sreifa, they don't get that death penalty. They get a different one. So it's somewhat of a deviation from a typical case of hazoma, where they don't get the very same penalty they're trying to impose upon at least one party. So now, let's just see that Rashi is really picking up on the continuation of the Gemara, but let's just continue with the Rashi. The Ka'oma Hocha, and now the Mishnah here is saying, the Ka'oma Hocha and the Mishnah, our Mishnah, saying over here, Od Yesh Zomim Acherim. There is yet other Zomim. There are other Zomim, She'en Mekayimim Behen Din HaZom HaKlal, that we don't fulfill in them a din of HaZom whatsoever. In other words, in that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, we saw a deviation of the typical law of HaZom. And essentially what we're saying here in our Mishnah is that there's more cases of Zomim where there's a complete deviation from the typical laws of HaZom. There are other Zomim where they don't even get the din of Azom whatsoever. And the Malkus, but just Malkus, they just get lashes. V'alam Mefarish, and our Mishnah is explaining Ketzad Osan Ha'edim, how do those witnesses, She'ein Mekayim Behem B'din Hazomah, how do those witnesses where we don't fulfill in them din of Azom whatsoever, a din of Azom at all, Nasinzim, how do they become Zomim? And the answer to that is, Me'idimonu v'chulu, we testify, but so-and-so v'chulu, etc., as the Mishnah continues. I see that in the Gemara. So the Gemara said that, I'll read from the Tana Hossam just to get the whole flow. Tana Hossam Koi, the Tana over there is standing. Called Zomim, Losa Misa, all Zomim go up to the, rise up to that, advance to that Misa. Chutz mezumim bas kohen bo'lo, except for the zumim of bas kohen and her bo'el, she magdim lo isa misa, they don't advance to that misa that they're trying to impose upon her, and the misa cheres, but they get a different misa, namely the misa that the man, is supposed to get. But there are other Edom Zomim, She'ein Osim Behem Din HaZom Kol Ikar, that we don't do with them a din of HaZom whatsoever, Kol Ikar whatsoever. Ella, rather, Malkus HaBoyim, rather just 40 lashes, which equals 39. Ketzed, how so? And the answer is, our Mishnah, Me'idimonu B'ish Ploni, we testify about such and such an individual, Shuben Gerush Ben Chalutza, is Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza. Ein Omrim, we do not say, Yaseh Zeh Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza, we don't say, let this one become Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza, we don't say the witnesses have the same din of a Ben Gerush Ben Chalutza, Tachtov instead of him, Elolokas Arboim, rather, the Eid Zomom, the witness gets Arboim, gets 40 lashes. So that explains the Mishnah, our Mishnah. So now the Gemara addresses where Taka is this din from? Where do we get this halacha that they don't get the same punishment they're trying to impose? Why not? Why don't we say, you know, why not? Why don't we say if the Eidim Zomim are, let's say they are Kahanim, for example, why don't we just say about them that they now adopt the status of being a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutz and make them possible for Kahuna? Why not? Let's say that. The Gemara says, where are these words from? Rabbi Shu ben Levi says, because the Pasuk says, that the verse says, Va'asisem lo kashezoma. Do to him as he plotted to do. Do to him specifically, as the Gemara is medayik. Lo to him, to this Eid Zoman, do to him what he plotted to do. Lo v'lo lazaru, to him and not to his children, not to his offspring. Rashi says, v'lo lazaru, and not to his offspring. V'im taseyu cholol, and if you make him a cholol, v'kohen, and he's a kohen, v'salta zaru, you've thereby invalidated his children, his offspring as well, la'olam, forever. So therefore, you're locked up. You can't make him a cholol because you'll end up making the children a cholol too. So the Gemara says, well, why is that so? The Gemara says, v'lifsaluhu l'didei, so invalidate him, v'lifsalu l'zarei, and don't invalidate his children. Just keep it to him. It's only the Beis Din just saying, you know, your penalty is you have to adopt the status of the individual you're trying to testify against. So passel him, and don't passel the children. But then the Gemara response is, no, you can't do that because be'inon kashe zomam la'asos, because we need a fulfillment of the pasuk of kashe zomam la'asos as he plotted to do. V'leka, and then there isn't in that. His plot was to make this individual a cholol and his children thereafter. So to make him a cholol, you're not going to get the complete hazama fulfilled, of the complete plot fulfilled. Rashi says, "Be'inin kasha zomam." We need kasha zomam. The zomam lifsol as hanidon ve'as zara. He plotted to passel the nidon, the defendant, plus zara, his children. And, you know, you wouldn't have that. The Gemara continues, Bar Pada Oma, he says another reason why we don't make the Zomamim Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Bar Pada Oma Kalvachoma. It's a Kalvachoma. Uma Mechalel in Meschalel. If a Mechalel, someone who makes someone a Cholel, does not become a Cholel himself, Rashi explains a mechalel and a mischalel. Someone is mechalel, a kohen and oses a gerusha, a kohen and mar is a gerusha. She mechalel azaro, that he makes his children a cholol. Ein hu atzma mischalel, he himself does not become a cholol min a kahuna, from the kahuna. So if the one who makes a cholol himself does not become a cholol, as the Gemara continues, haba lechalel, someone who's only coming to attempt to make a cholol, the lochilon didn't succeed in making the individual a cholol, ein adin shali is cholol, is it not the din, the law, that he shouldn't become a cholol himself? Rashi says, a bala chalvel lechilon, the one who came to be mechalal and didn't succeed, and who's the guy who's coming to mechalal? Eid zomam, the eid zomam shirotza lechalal, the eid zomam who wanted to make a cholol of this defendant, v'lochillon, didn't succeed in making him a cholol. Ein adin, is it not the law that he shouldn't become a cholol himself? But asks the Gemara, maskif lo Ravina. Ravina asks Akasha, he says, im kain, if so, Rashi, let's read Rashi here, if so, im basa lidrush kalvachoma zeh, if you're going to come to darshan this kalvachoma, beidim zomim, with regard to eidim zomim, so betalta toras hazomosam, he really, in effect, nullified the entire law of their hazama. How so? Let's see the Gemara. Maskiv l'ravina. Im kain, if so, if you're going to make such a kalvachoma, betalta toras eidim zomim, you've knocked out, nullified the whole concept, the whole law of eidim zomim. Why? Because ma hasokal, because you could apply it to this case. Well, ma hasokal, and if it's true that the one who stones someone, ein aniskal, meaning, what's that? I mean, Rashi says, man, a sokal in aniskal, Eidim shlo huzma, witnesses who were not huzam, were not falsified, ad shen harag hanidon, until the defendant was in fact executed, v'yachad kav huzmu, but then afterwards they were huzam. So it's too late now. It's one of the halachas of hazama, that the only time for hazama is before the judgment is executed on the defendant. So the Mishnah Rashi says, ein naharogim, they're not killed. Right? If they succeed in imposing the penalty, they're not, and then they're found to be zomim, they're not killed them afterwards. Kada amrinam apirkan, like we say in our perek, hargu, dafka hargu ein naharogim. Once they killed, they're not killed themselves. The ksiv, as it says in the verse, kasha zomam, as he plotted. So he gets what he plotted to do, lukasha osa, but not what he actually ended up doing. So that's a diya, because it's dafka, the dinazom is only at the point of the plotting, but not after it was successful. So what's, again, back to the Kal Vachoma, if someone who's sokal, who succeeds in giving skila, is in a niskal, does not get the death penalty himself, after he's already, the defendant was killed. So habaliskol. So then, someone who's only coming to do give skila lusokol, but didn't succeed, in adinshli yisokol, would it not be the law that he shouldn't get skila himself? Rashi says habaliskol lusokol. If he only comes to impose skila and didn't succeed in giving skila, shehuzum, he was huzum ad shelo neraganidon. He was huzum before the defendant was actually executed. So then he shouldn't get hazoma, he shouldn't get the skila at all. So the whole Kal Vachoma knocks out the entire din of hazoma. So then that Kal Vachoma is not a good Kal Vachoma. And therefore the Gemara says, Ela rather mechuvurta, the better answer, the clearer answer as to why the witnesses don't get the same din as of a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, they don't become chalolim themselves. The better answer is Kedushanina Mikar, like we learned initially, the first answer, the Dik from the Pasuk, Kasha Zomam Vasisim Lo, due to him, Kasha Zomam, as he plotted to do, Vlo Vululazaran, to him and not to his children. Okay, so thus far, pertaining to the first case of the Mishnah, where the witnesses testify that he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, that they don't get the same din. As being defined as a ben gerusha ben chalutza. Now the Gemara is going to explain the next case of the Mishnah, where they say me'idimonu b'ish ploni shehu chayv golos. We testify about such and such an individual, these chayv golos, and again the same concept, same halacha, that they get malchus instead of being judged with the same judgment they try to impose upon the defendant. So the question is again, what's the basis for that? So the Gemara says, "Menahani milei." From where are these words? On Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, "The Amakra," that the verse says, "Hu Yonus ala achas ha'arim." The pasuk says about Golas, about the person who kills Beshogeg, that he goes to a city of refuge, and the pasuk says, "Hu Yonus ala achas ha'arim." He flees; he shall flee to one of the cities. Al-Achas Ha'arim, to one of the cities. So the Gemara is Medayek. Who? V'lo Zomim. Only he, but not the Zomim. The emphasis on he, the Ritzeach B'shogeg, he flees to one of the cities of refuge, but not Zomim. So in other words, so Zomim don't get the same din as they try to impose upon this person who's Chayv Golas. So that's Reish Lakish's explanation. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason why they don't get Golas themselves is a Kal Vachoma. It's a Kal Vachoma. As follows, Umahu sha'asa ma'asa b'meizid ein a gola, if he who did an action b'meizid. So who's he? Someone who kills deliberately. Someone who kills someone deliberately, ein a gola, does not go to Golas. Hein, so these Edim, shlo asa ma'asa b'meizid, they didn't do an action b'meizid, in a din shlo yiglu, is not the din that they shouldn't go to Golas. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, who, that's the last wide line, who sha'asa ma'asa b'meizid in a gola, he who did an action b'meizid does not go to Golas.
Rashi says, a horeg sha'asa ma'asa, the murderer, the killer, who does an action. In b'mezid, if he does it b'mezid, also he does it. If it b'mezid he did it, ain a gola, he does not go to golas. Meaning, so a person who kills b'mezid doesn't go to golas. V'afilu b'zman she'ena nerag, and even at a time that he's not himself killed by the bezdin, he's not executed. Kagon, for example, b'mezid, where he did it b'mezid, below hastra, without a warning. That's the halacha. So a person kills b'mezid, but there was no hasra, they would not be executed by the bezdin. So the point is that a horeg b'mezid, someone who does an action of killing b'mezid, there is no option of golas whatsoever. So the kal v'chomer is that if the one who does it b'mezid does not go to golas, so heim, Rashi continues, heim shelo asu maisa, these ones that did not do an action, who are these ones? The Adam Zomim. Eladibor ba'alma, rather mere speech. Speech ba'alma means, mere, M-E-R-E. Rather mere speech they engaged in. Ubemezid, and deliberately, ha'idu, they testified. In other words, Adam Zomim, it's true they're doing a b'mezid, but they're not doing an action b'mezid. They're just speaking, they're just using their words to make this person guilty of golas. So ain a din shelo yiglu, is it not the kal v'chomer din that they shouldn't go to golas al hamezid, on their mezid, on their deliberateness of speaking against this person? So that's the kal v'chomer. So basically, if someone who kills b'mezid does not go to golas, then somebody who doesn't kill, just does a mere speech b'mezid, surely should not go to golas. Now, according to this, the Gemara's have a mina that the concept of golas is really like a punishment. So if someone who kills b'mezid doesn't have this punishment of golas, then suddenly somebody who doesn't do an action b'mezid, like these Adam Zomim, suddenly they should not have the punishment of golas. But the Gemara challenges that and says, back to the Gemara, v'hinu senes, which means literally it gives, meaning this kal v'chomer which you just cited is really what gives golas. The Gemara says, "Who sha'asa ma'isa b'mezid?" Because this guy, the one who killed b'mezid, this one who did an action b'mezid of killing someone b'mezid, lo liglu. Indeed, he should not go to golas. He should not go to golas. Why? Ki hechi, in order to lo tahavilei, that there should not be for him, that there shouldn't be for him a kapara, an atonement. But hein, but these ones, the Edom Zomim, shloasa maisa b'mezid, that they didn't do an action b'mezid, they just spoke, nami liglu, indeed they should go to golas. Ki hechi, in order to lahava leho, that there should be for them a kapara, an atonement. So let's see the Rashi explains this better. Rashi says, v'hinu senes, it gives literally, Hamida hazos, this measure that you brought. Now, the measure refers to the kal v'chomer. The measure of the kal v'chomer that you just brought, the patron to exempt them from golas, he hanesenes lehem chovas golas, who? Is what should give to them the obligation of golas. It should. It does. Lefisha osa maisa imbemezid, because that one who's doing an action in b'mezid, if deliberately also he does it, ain a gola, he does not go to golas. To lo to have a lay kapara, that there should not be for him a kapara. He shouldn't have that privilege of going to golas, since he did something so wanton, so bad, killing someone b'shogek. But heim, but these ones, the zomim shlo asa maisa, that didn't do an action, Yiglu, they should go to golas al zedonon, on their deliberateness. Kihechi v'chule, in order, etc. As the Gemara says, in order that they should have the privilege, the opportunity of kapara of golas. So basically, the kal v'chomer really should instruct that the Edom Zomim should go to golas. So the question then comes back: so why do they not go to golas if they testify in this person he's chayv golas? And therefore the Gemara concludes and says, Ella rather mechurvurta k'dereish lakish, the clear answer, the correct answer, is like that of Reish Lakish, that he was medayiket from the pasuk, that when it comes to galus, only the one who kills Bishog goes to galus, who v'lo zomim, only he goes to galus, but not zomim. And that's the answer. So also just with regard to that back and forth about the Kal V'chomer, in the Havamina of the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara assumed that galus is a punishment, whereas the Gemara is concluding and saying, no, galus is not a punishment, it's a kapara. It's a kapara, it's a safety place, it's a kapara for the person who kills Bashogag, and therefore, all the more so, the Edom Zomer should have that opportunity of the kapara of galus. If not for the fact that, as Reish Lakish says, it's meduyik from the pasuk that they shouldn't go to galus because of hu yonos v'lo zomamin. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ula. Ula said, remez le'edim zomim min haTorah minayin. An illusion, not illusion, but allusion, an illusion, a remez for edim zomim min haTorah, from where? So, on face value, this question is simply, where do we see, where is there an illusion in the Torah for the halacha of the edim zomim? But right away the Gemara interjects and says, remez le'edim zomim, an illusion for edim zomim. It's written explicitly in the pasuk, "Va'asisim lo kasha zomam," do to him as he plotted to do. So, what does he mean? Where is there an allusion for Adam zomim in the Torah? So, rather, the Gemara answers, the Gemara explains what he meant was this: rather, ella remez le'Adam zomim shalokim in the Torah minayin. Rather, a remez for Adam zomim that they get malchus from the Torah. Where do we see that? Where is there a remez that they get malchus? Because we've been saying all along, I mean, in the discussion until now, we've explained why in these two examples of Eide ben Gerusha ben Chalutza and the Eide Golos, they don't get the same din as they're trying to impose upon the defendant, but as the Mishnah says, they do get malchus. So the question is, what's the remez for the fact that they get malchus as a substitute for the punishments they can't get? So that's the Gemara's question. Rashi says, remez le'edim zomim, remez for edim zomim, shalokin, did they get malchus? Eide ben Gerusha, or Eide Golos, whether we're talking about the Eide ben Gerusha, or the Eide Golos, shepotrim ha-kosov, that the verse exempts them, medin hazoma, from the din of hazoma, menayin shehin lokin, from where do we know that they get malchus? Ula kamei porich, and later on the Gemara is going to ask, Tepuk lei, derive it, melo sa'ana, derive the fact that they get malchus from lo sa'ana, melo sa'ana, from the pasuk of lo sa'ana. The pasuk of lo sa'ana is the pasuk which tells you not to, which warns us not to bear false testimony, not to bear false testimony against another person. So why not simply say the reason why they get malchus is because they're violating that negative commandment of lo sa'ana. The Gemara is going to deal with that later on. So if you have that question right now, hold off. The Gemara is going to discuss it. But right now, the Gemara is asking, where is the remez? Where is the bona fide remez of malchus for Edom Zomim in the Torah? So the Gemara says, the answer is diksiv, as it says in the verse, v'hatzdiku as a tzaddik v'hershiu as a rasha. So this pasuk is in the parsha of Edom Zomim, and the pasuk says that on the surface, what this pasuk is referring to is the bezdin. Is the bezdin that they are finding innocent the innocent and finding guilty the guilty. The pasuk says, if the bezdin exonerates the tzaddik, the righteous person, in the case of the two litigants fighting each other against each other in court, and the court exonerates the innocent one, the Yeshua Sarasha, and makes wicked the guilty one, the wicked one. And the pasuk continues, "V'haya bin im bin hakus harasha," and if the guilty one is literally you pronounce this as bin hakos. The word bin is another way of saying ben, a child of. Hakos is striking. It's the same word as makos, as the mesachta, and makos means strikes, to strike, or malchus is another word for it. Lashes. So the pasuk is saying, and it shall be that im bin hakos, if the rasha, im bin hakos a rasha, if the guilty one of rasha is a bin hakos, is a child of malchus, is guilty, is liable to get lashes, then the Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk. If you look in the pasuk continues and says that the defendant shall then bend over and the court shall administer the malchus, the lashes. Now that's the sequence of the flow of the psukim. So again, the pasuk is talking about the Beis Din, ostensibly. If the Beis Din finds the righteous one innocent and the wicked one guilty, then if he is a chayav malchus, then he bends over and he gets the malchus. So asks the Gemara, Mishum v'hetzdikos etzadik v'hashios harasha, v'hayibin hakas harasha. Just because they exonerate the righteous one and they incriminate the wicked one, v'haya, the automatic consequence is going to be haya bin hakas harasha, that if he is guilty of malchus, or he's liable to get lashes. So let's see Rashi who explains this better. Rashi says, Mishum hitzdikos etzadik v'chule bitmiyo. Read this with an inflection of surprise, of question. Iva hitzdiku v'hershiyu. Because if the pasuk v'hitzdiku v'hershiyu of exoneration and incrimination is b'dayonim ka'amar, is regarding judges that it's speaking, or it's saying this pasuk, if we shall assume, like I've been explaining until now, the pasuk is talking about the dayanim and bezdim, the tzaddik v'rasha b'balei dinim, and the tzaddik and the rasha are pertaining to the balei dinim, the litigants. So lama li v'hatzdiku tzaddik, why to me the pasuk of v'hatzdiku tzaddik v'chulei, the exoneration of the tzaddik, etc., why do we have to have that whole preamble? Lichtov ki heichi riv bein anashim, let it write, when there'll be a riv, a argument bein anashim between two men, v'nigshu l'shofet, a mishpat, and they approach the mishpat, the court, the justice, v'shoftim, and they judge them, v'hoyim bin hakos, and if it shall be that the individual who's guilty is liable to lashes, etc., etc. That's how the pasuk could have said it, much more simply. Lama huskaru kan tzitkas tzadik. Why is there even a mention over here of the righteousness of the tzaddik? It sounds like the pasuk is saying that only in this formula of the exoneration of the tzaddik and the incrimination of the rasha does the circumstance of the guilty one being chayav malchus occur. I mean, that's not how things always happen. I read that part of Rashi again. Lama huskaru kan tzitkas tzaddik. Why is there a mention over here of a tzitkas tzaddik, of the exoneration of the tzaddik, and the incrimination of the rasha? V'ki kol makom shetzdik v'hashetzdiku bezdin es etzakai. Is it true that in every situation, in every place where the bezdin exonerates es hazakai, the innocent one, v'chayavu es hachayav, and incriminates the guilty one, the obligated one, and makes obligated the obligated one, yesh malchus, there's going to be malchus, the asakra, that the verse should come, lemitle malchus, to hang malchus, behavetzdiku v'hashio, on the prerequisite, or the preamble of hetzdiku v'hashio. It's not necessary to say that that's the prerequisite. You simply say, as Rashi explained before, if there's a case before Beis Din, and there's an argument before Beis Din, and then it turns out that if the person's guilty, is liable to lashes, say it that way. Why preface it with this phrase of the exoneration of the tzaddik and the incrimination of the rasha? So, what's all that about? Ela al korchach, rather al korchach, perforce be'edim mishtoye. The verse is talking about Edim. Perforce, it's talking about Edim. Edim shekarim, false witnesses, shehashiu tzaddik, that they're the ones who are incriminating the righteous individual. There are two witnesses who are liars coming into Beis Din, and they're trying to make a purely innocent person a rasha. Ubo achirim, and now other witnesses come into Beis Din, v'hazimum, and now falsify the first two witnesses. And v'hitzdiku es hanodim, and they're now exonerating and making righteous the original defendant, shehu tzaddik, that he's really a tzaddik. V'hashiyu es ha'edim harishayim, and now are making wicked the evil witnesses, the first witnesses who were lying in the first place. V'hoya, and it shall be, that in bin hakos as a rasha, that if it's a case of bin hakos as a rasha, what does that mean? Im hazoma zu, if this hazoma, if this falsification of the first witnesses is a bas malkus he, is a literally a daughter of malkus, it's a case of malkus, it's a situation where malkus is in place to be imposed upon these Eden Zomim. Why would there be? Why would that be a situation? She'ena yochol l'kayim bo din hazomah. For example, where it's not able to be fulfilled in it in this in these witnesses in this group of witnesses a din of hazomah, a regular din of hazomah of doing to the witnesses what they try to impose upon the defendant. If this case is a case like that, where the regular din of hazomah is not going to be applicable, I'll read that part again. She'ena yochol l'kayim bo din hazomah gemura, where one is not able to fulfill in it the two witnesses a complete din of a hazama, for example be'edei ben gerusha, for example our Mishnah's case Eden ben gerusha or galus, etc. V'hapilu hashofet v'hikoa, then the court makes these witnesses lower themselves down, from the word nafila, they bend over v'hikohu, and they strike the witnesses, they strike them with malchus, because that's what they have to have in place of the regular din of a hazama. So essentially the Gemara is saying from this pasuk, there's an allusion to malchus for Edom Zomim. So let's just read this back inside the Gemara again. Let's go back over here, because Rashi continued on in the Gemara, but I didn't actually read the Gemara. So let me just read from the beginning again to get the whole flow. So I'll read from Ella Remez Leidim Zomim. Rather, Remez Leidim Zomim Shalokim Minatora, that they get Malkus Minatora Minayim. From where in the Torah? From the Torah, where do we see that? Where do we see in the Torah a Remez that Edom Zomim should actually get Malkus? The Ksiv, as the verse says, Vetzdikus Etzadik Rishur Esarosha, because the Pasuk says, if the Bezdin, at least in the Havamina, the Bezdin makes righteous the righteous, and wicked the wicked, for he bin Hakus Esarosha. If it's a case of Malkus, so asks the Gemara, Mishum Vetzdikus Etzadik Rishur Esarosha, because there's a preamble of making righteous the righteous, the wicked the wicked, by bin Hakus Esarosha, that's going to be the basis for the being Malkus to Esarosha. Ella rather Edim Shershuas Etzadik, rather the Pasuk is talking about Edim Shershuas Etzadik, who incriminated a righteous, innocent individual. Vasu edim achrine, and other witnesses came along. Vehetzdiku as a tzaddik, and now exonerated the righteous person to mikara of original, the original person, the original defendant who was trying to defend himself. He was righteous, and then he was made wicked by the first witnesses. These second witnesses are now coming along and saying that no, that guy is really innocent. Veshavinuhu, and make them lahani, these ones rishayim. They're making these ones rishayim. Shavinuhu, to put or to place or to make in this context. They're making these ones rishayim. The first witness is rishayim. Vahayim bin hakos rasha, and if these witnesses deserve malchus, they deserve malchus, and that's the remez, right? When do Eden Zomim deserve malchus? Oh, they deserve Malkus when the regular Din HaZomah is not applicable to them. So if it's a case of Malkus, V'chule, etc., etc., as the Psukim continue on. So that's the Remez, an allusion for Edom Zomah, that there's a time when Edom Zomah will get Malkus instead of the regular Din HaZomah. And now the Gemara is going to ask the question, which Rashi mentioned earlier. So he says, the Gemara says, V'tepik lei, why not derive it? Derive the fact that Edom Zomah get Malkus when they can't have the regular din of Azama, derive it melosana, derive from the pasuk losana, don't bear false testimony upon your neighbor. Rashi explains, v'tepek le melosana, derive it from the pasuk of losana, kol onshe lavin malchus, all punishments for lavin, for negative commandments, is malchus. So they should get malchus, they're violating a negative commandment. Except in a place where the pasuk explicates for you about it a special onesh. But otherwise, this standard rule is a person gets malchus for violating a negative commandment. The canon over here, sheni yochel onshem ba'onesh akosav behen. Here in our case, where the zomim, in the case of zomim, one is not where we're not able to punish them, Kan sheni yochel onshem. Here that he's not able, the court's not able to punish them, ba'onesh akosav behen, with the punishment which is written about them, meaning the punishment they're trying to impose upon the defendant, right? So they're not getting the regular punishment that the Torah typically says you'd get. So then the default punishment will be yilko. They should get lashes. So how come? Why do we go through this whole convoluted explanation of tzedikus tzadik rishus or rasha? Simply say that they're violating a negative commandment of not bearing false testimony. Since they don't get the regular din azama, the regular punishment of azama, they default back to the malchus of the pasuk of lusa'ana for the punishment of violating lusa'ana. So Gemara says the reason is mishun tahava lav she'im b'maisa. The reason why that pasuk is not sufficient, it's not sufficient because normally you get malchus for violating an action, a negative commandment which has an action involved in it. But mishun to have a lav shein b'maisa, this is a negative commandment shein b'maisa, which does not have an action involved in doing it. And the Gemara says, v'kol lav shein b'maisa ein lokin alav. And the rule is, any negative commandment which does not have an action involved in doing it, there is no din of malchus. Rashi says, lav shein b'maisa ein lokin alav l'kamon l'yolif lo v'perek gimel. Later on, the Gemara is going to learn it in Perek Gimel, show us where it comes from, in Perek, how we learn it. That's out from Pesukim in Perek Gimel.